Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The court of public opinion has ruled Tom Brady profitable. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. While the debate rages on over whether glamour puss quarterback Tom Brady was properly sanctioned or pretty screwed by the NFL, the $15 million man and the league are both hearing ka-chink in their dreams. The sale of Brady's official merchandise has doubled since the announcement came down from Ted Wells, who, by the way, has a mustache, and women never trust a man with a mustache, which is why Truman beat Dewey in 48. But that's another story. Apparently, the buyers on buying that Brady was quote-unquote generally aware of what was going on in Deflategate. The demographics aren't in on who is buying the Brady gear, but women are suspected of going to the NFL apparel stores and websites en masse because they are also furious with how lightly and haphazardly the league has cracked down on players accused of abusing their sisters. Plus, they feel so sorry for the cutie pie and the Prince Valiant haircut. I made that up. Anyway, besides Brady buys being up 100% since the suspension came down, the sales aren't only from New England, home of the Patriots. Big numbers are being turned in Florida, where a lot of New Englanders have retired to, California, where Brady is from, and Michigan, where Brady played his college football. Sales are up in the state of Washington, too, but I have no explanation for that. If you do, email me, but do not give up your cell phone to anyone. Overall, Brady has moved up in total sales of NFL jerseys from number 6 to number 3, behind only Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, who have combined to win the same number of Super Bowls as you and me. So they are just the latest hot numbers, while Brady's staying power is pretty good for a 37-year-old quarterback with like 1,000 miles on his right arm. What does all this say about Deflategate, which we can all agree is probably the stupidest sports story of this or any year? Well, those who say NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell now goes by his own polling on how the public feels and metes out penalties to reflect that, he probably needs to hire Nat Silver. And tell Ted Wells to shave his mustache. Brady for president. This is Archansky. See ya.